When I read the fifth precept, which is what I'm going to be talking about today, read or heard it for the first time, I undertake to practice the abstention from alcohol and drugs that cloud the mind. In my head, I was like, ah, great, tick. I've done that. And the reason that I felt like, oh, I've done that, don't have to worry about it, was that in my early 20s, by the time I was in my early 20s, I was drinking a lot, so much so that it was interfering with my life, with my friends, my family, my work. And I started to develop an addiction for gin martinis. That's what I was drinking by the end of my drinking. And by the end, I was drinking every day and I was blacking out regularly. This was beyond sort of party girl, early 20s, fun times, embarrassing times. And I really came to a crisis point where I realized I couldn't drink like a normal person. I tried to control my drinking. I tried to wean myself off gin and have a little bit of beer and then some water and then some wine, but it always ended up in the same place. And after a long period of time, I realized actually, I can't do this at all. I can't control this. I need to stop. And there was a process of coming to this realization, but I did go into recovery and I got sober. And I haven't had a drink now for over 13 years. So that was my journey. I think probably because of my early childhood conditioning and also because of my experience in recovery and my decision to completely abstain from alcohol, I can tend towards black and white thinking and also to view things as a bit of a checklist. When I came to the precepts and I came to the fifth precept, I thought, I don't really need to consider that precept. Like I'd already been sober for about 5 years. So that just felt a bit like a done deal for me. But the first snag came when I would witness order members. Sometimes they have a drink, you know, they have a glass of wine with dinner, they have a beer at a pub or something. This really challenged my sort of black and white way of looking at things because I was like, hang on. I thought I'd done this precept and this precept was about not drinking and you're further along than me, so you should not be drinking. But people were. So I realized, okay, then I had to go back and look at, well, what's going on with my interpretation of precepts and specifically this precept. And what really helped me start to shift my way of looking at the precepts was considering the positive aspects. And that's actually how Maury was talking about them earlier.